The House with No Name by P. Goodhart. Follow along and listen to me read the first couple pages. And if you like the book, don't forget to check it out when you're done listening. Chapter 1, The House. "What's the house like? Is it cool?" Jamie asked. "You'll see soon," said Jamie's dad. "Can I have my own room?" "A small one, yes," said Dad. "The girls will share the biggest bedroom, and Mom and I will have the other." Jamie sat smiling in the front seat. When Mom was around, he had to sit with his sisters in the back seat. Today it was just him and his dad. Jamie held the map on his lap. The back of the van was full of tools, sleeping bags, and food. "So what is the house like?" "Mom says it's falling down," Jamie said. "We hired a local builder to look at it, and he says it's in good shape. We just have to paint the place and put in new wiring. Then it'll feel like home." "Now watch for a side road on the left," Dad said. Soon they turned off the main road and drove down a long tunnel of trees. "This house is miles from anywhere," said Jamie. "You have a bike," his father said. "It'll be dark at night," said Jamie. Jamie was used to the streetlights in town. The thought of biking down this road after dark made him shiver. Then the van bumped out of the tunnel of trees into the sunlight. "There's our new home," said Dad. "What do you think of it?" It was the kind of house Jamie's sisters drew. A square with a door in the middle, a window at each corner, and a high roof. "It looks like a face," said Jamie. "Don't be silly," said Dad. He took the bag of tools from the van. "Go take a quick look around, then come back and help me carry these tools inside," asked his dad. The house did look like a face. The roof was like hair. The two upstairs windows were like winking eyes. The windows downstairs had dark red boards over them. They looked like rosy cheeks. The red door was the mouth, and the porch roof over it was the nose. Jamie ran from empty room to empty room. The house felt alive. He frowned and went to find his dad. They went into the kitchen. It looked clean and tidy. Jamie's dad looked around, puzzled. "You'd never think that there was an explosion in this room, would you?" he asked. "An explosion?" Jamie said. "Yes, years ago someone was killed." Dad hung Jamie's cap on a nail on the back of the door. "There," said Dad. "As Mom always said, when you've hung up your cap, you're at home. Would you like to have a campfire tonight?" "Yeah, great," said Jamie, smiling and putting his cap back on. "But now we've got to fix this window." Dad took out his hammer. "When was the explosion?" asked Jamie. "About 35 years ago," said his dad. "A gas heater blew up. The family moved out after that, and the house had been empty ever since." "Why didn't anyone else want this place?" asked Jamie. "Well," said Dad, "it's miles from anywhere. Houses like to have other houses around them." Jamie grinned. "Now you're talking as if houses were people. Mom said the same thing. She said this place needed cheering up." Dad smiled. "She's right. The house seems sad."
"Yeah, almost like it's frozen in time," said Jamie. "I think the house wants to be lived in again.
I like it." "Good," said Dad. "Now go and get me a board to hold the door open, will you?" As Jamie looked inside the van for a board, a cold shiver went down his spine. He felt as if he was being watched. He spun around to look. There was nothing there. "That's odd," he thought, and hurried back inside the house with the board. If you enjoyed that, don't forget to check out the book, The House with No Name, and continue to read to find out what happens.